About 20 golfers are using this indoor driving range to get their game in shape just weeks before they'll be able to enjoy playing outdoors. But along with the nicer golf weather will come this year's first assault by mosquito populations, some of which are sure to carry the West Nile virus. Like the general public, most of these golfers have a mixed reaction to the dangers posed by West Nile.
Oh yeah, I've got all my mosquito repellent and everything in the bag, and my bag, my golf bag, all ready for it.
If I'm going to catch it, I'll catch it. That's the way I look at it. I just try and keep healthy, and I don't prepare for any of these things.
I never use mosquito repellent. They don't seem to come bite me, but I don't want to get that West Nile virus.
It was only 2 years ago that the West Nile virus had been found in a few dead crows in North America. Now it's spread across much of the continent, and it's blamed directly for killing dozens of people and infecting hundreds of others. Last fall, Ontario's Medical Officer of Health, Colin DeCuna, gave this statement when questioned about the spread of West Nile.
I don't view this as cause for alarm, and I have to remind people that the serious signs and symptoms are seen in less than 1% of people who come down with West Nile virus infection. And to put it in context, remember that the flu kills about 1,900 Canadians each year.
Victims say it was that kind of comment from a health official that caused them not to be overly worried. Vern Thompson became infected with the virus during his daughter's wedding rehearsal in the backyard of his Mississauga home just west of Toronto. His wife, Huguette, says within days he was paralyzed and almost died. She says there wasn't enough warning about what West Nile could do.
We knew there were a couple of crows that had died, and I mean, we knew that West Nile virus was coming, but unfortunately we trusted our elected officials to inform us that how near it was. I mean, just because a couple of crows have died, I mean, you know, of course we didn't pay that much attention to it.
Her husband still has not fully recovered from the virus. Tropical disease experts also raised alarms about the dangers of West Nile. Some say the Ontario government played down the threat last year and kept crucial information out of the public domain. According to official Ontario government data, there were 374 West Nile cases in the province last year, but some experts say that number was at least 1,000. Recently, Ontario announced a 7-point plan to fight the spread of West Nile virus. It includes more surveillance, a public education campaign, mosquito controls, and more money for research. But when the province's health minister, Tony Clement, and the chief medical officer, Colin DeCuna, attended the news conference to unveil the plan, they ran into an angry Huguette Thompson.
I want to tell you, I was in the hospital sitting next to my husband that was dying of West Nile virus, and I was so appalled by your comments, doctor.
Well, ma'am, I want to assure you that Dr. DeCuna,
I am telling you exactly what? That people,
ma'am,
did not take this seriously because of your comments.
Ma'am, I want to assure you that whenever we were approached, our actions and our commentary were to take this seriously. There is no question.
You're too late with your plan.
But Health Minister Tony Clement insists there was no attempt to downplay the seriousness of the virus.
We made it clear that everyone who does not protect themselves is taking a risk. And it is our intention this year, as we look ahead, now that we have more information, now that we have the experience of last year, to move ahead with our 7-point plan and to make sure that Ontarians are as protected as anyone else in North America.
But complaints also came from local medical officers who say they're disappointed with the amount of money the province has put into the plan. Environmentalists are also disappointed. Katrina Miller is with the Toronto Environmental Alliance.
I think that the response to this point has been this kind of immediate, hurry-up crisis management response instead of a long-term plan to deal with a disease that we know is here to stay. We need permanent measures of control, not toxic measures of control that we have to keep applying. If we use a larvicide, if we use adulticides, we have to keep putting them out there, and we don't know how effective they're going to be.
Tropical disease experts are now warning people to brace for this year's onslaught of West Nile virus. They say it will come earlier and hit harder. They say birds dying of the virus in April or early May will greatly increase the risk of it spreading across the continent, infecting tens of thousands of people. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.